So y'all getting rubber bullets.
Because you hit him in the head, you going to blind his eye. One of them, he done in one of these eyes, you hit him in his head.
Yeah, you're taking his eye out, maybe some teeth if you get him in the mouth correctly. Yeah, pause.
Rubber bullets was fucking people up during my protest, bro.
This nigga lost an eye for good.
Really? For getting hit?
He got hit in the face.
That's the worst, bro. He went out trying to do some real positive shit, came back half blind, bro.
Hey. I'll be suing the shit out of them.
Yo, I'll be fighting in court, literally, nigga.
You know how that shit gonna fucking lay, bro? Told you to go. Get out of our courtroom.
Get out of our courtroom. I sent them down there to beat your ass, and now you wanna fucking play.
I don't know. Those protests were crazy. Are people still protesting?
In some cities, they are.
Certain cities. They just killed somebody, and they protesting for it.
Yeah,
because I'm be confused if people are protesting consecutively every day, or is it they protest and then once something they pause and then when something comes back up, then they protest.
It's probably a combination.
Well, they're still protesting for Breonna Taylor.
I believe there's people still out every day.
Yeah, they're still protesting for Breonna Taylor, but then it's recent shit that then happened, like that one guy that got killed by the police. So they're protesting about that. Like, something just keep popping up. They keep killing
people. But without the property damage, it's not as interesting.
He just loved something. He loved
damage. I'm just saying, like, after so many days of protesting,
you gotta break some shit.
You're not still bringing into shit and making a, like, extreme example. It's just like, oh, yeah. It's like, remember the protests on the 1% shit? Like, after a while, I was like, oh, yeah, them niggas just being tense downtown, bro. Just ignore them.
On the 1% shit?
It was like maybe like 2011, 2012. People were protesting like, "Oh, they're the 1%. We're the 99%," and they were just sleeping in tents downtown. But it's regular.
Downtown Columbus.
Everywhere.
Get the fuck out of here.
You sure it wasn't just homeless niggas that got some markers?
Nah, bro. It was.
These are niggas who just got evicted.
Those were the squatters, nigga.
This was a real thing for like college white kids. It just
white people want to be so outraged about shit that ain't got shit to do with shit, man.
I'll say, but now you can say no to it because like they wasn't breaking shit.
That Lori, what is her? Lori
Loughlin. Loughlin. Yeah.
Did y'all see
that? Hey, that's my. She
get to pick her prison of choice.
She's requesting a prison to be
for 2 months, though. For 2 months. Like,
if you don't go home. If you don't go home.
Requesting a fucking prison to be sent to. Has that ever been a thing?
I'm sure it probably has been, but it's just like
I know niggas have protested to be closer to their family. Like,
I'm sure it has been too.
But it's just a bad timing for this white lady to be choosing.
Gilbert Arenas did just post something like it. She got celebrity privilege and not white privilege because he said he got to choose his prison.
That's a sick ass choice though. Like, all right, where are you gonna go to jail at?
Oh shit. Damn, man, you made me laugh my weed off.
No. You made me laugh my weed off. Like, yeah, nigga, I think I'm going to be close to Rikers. I want to see my dad on the weekends.
Send me to the county for 2 months.
Occupy Wall Street. That's what it was called.
Here we go. What's the amenities? I'm asking for
that's
amenities.
That's what I was going to say. Like, so what are the prison standards?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it has always been like that for rich people. It's just been publicized.
I've always said that. It's just been publicized.
I'm pretty sure, like... Who a rich gangster? I'm pretty sure when John Gotti went to jail or whatever, he had
steak and lobster,
5-star service. Yeah.
Nigga had home cooked meals and fucking
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I mean, but damn. So what are the levels of prisons though? Like,
I mean, you got like
why is one
you got high security?
Yeah, you got maximum security. Yeah.
That's why they beat you.
And they beat your ass and you can't say shit.
I don't know about that one.
And you in your room on day.
Maximum security prisons is the ones that being like 60 days in.
No, I don't
know. Where you like 24-hour lockdown. Well, not 24, 23-hour lockdown.
Oh, yeah, because they got Google hour outside.
And then you get to, you know, roam a little bit.
They slide your food under the
bed. Yeah, they slide your food in your, you know what I'm saying?
So who go to places like that, like Jeffrey Dahmer or some shit?
Yeah, probably most likely like Jeffrey Dahmer,
Jeffrey Epstein,
El Chapo, niggas like that.
Where they can keep them,
Well, Jeffrey Einstein ain't dead. Epstein, whatever his name.
He killed himself. He dead as fuck. He ain't
allegedly. What happened to his friend, his accomplished?
He's somewhere.
Maxine? No, first off.
But they said the first time he went, that nigga could absolutely stay on weekends. Like, yeah, I think I'm
she
out.
Put foil on it.
Do you know how much money
Jeffrey
he got?
Jeffrey Epstein, the first time he went to prison for it.
He got to opt out on the weekends? Get the fuck
out of here.
This is a rotating shift at Walgreens, nigga.
Some fire ass day party going on Friday.
Need to be at Avalon. Yeah, Avalon Saturday.
I'll be back Sunday night.
I'm gonna be a little lit.
About 10 ish.
Yeah, about 10 ish. Nah, more close to 11. We get in the section.
Depends on how, you know what I'm saying? Depends on how the day go with the liquor, how it's flowing.
Nah, he was getting killed.
Well, for sure. But
have
the
me
fact
a warm sandwich when you pick me up,
pick
my nigga.
Like, yo,
yo, that should never be a fucking thing, though.
I mean,
it
but if
it shouldn't, but
you,
when you got that type of money to grease your
money
job,
talk
wow.
Bullshit.
What is somebody gonna tell you when you rich?
Nothing.
I mean, damn, so at least stay here with the rest of
stay.
Not stay.
Stay, yeah, all
like,
right.
Sit, stay.
You lucky I even got convicted.
Right.
You
look,
lucky
I showed up
they
to this bitch.
Me.
Like, damn.
I didn't get away.
I just did that shit not to embarrass y'all. Fuck
yeah.
Out of here.
I'm doing you a favor.
Could you imagine?
What type of ex-smoker is
cellmate?
I thought you was going to do it.
I don't think niggas like
him got nails.
Cellmates. I feel like that's like.
Nah, he got like, they knocked two cells out there and then put them together for
mm-hmm.
him.
Nigga got a full-size bed.
Full-size cell.
Right, yeah.
Toilet ain't metal, it's porcelain.
Porcelain shit.
Yeah.
He got a duvet.
Well, yeah,
not
he killed
up
he
day,
kicked men in there.
No, he get blankets and shit.
He didn't. That's why he's not dead, though.
I mean, he probably not dead.
He out here enjoying his life.
I don't know. I think
you can
Tupac
it anymore.
I think you can.
Tupac.
You're not
doing the Hollywood Tupac sipping margaritas.
Hey, that's the funniest thing. There's somebody out here that still thinks Tupac is alive.
Yo. Did y'all remember a couple weeks ago the nigga the Tupac impersonated at that wedding reception?
He was getting it.
Yo, the way he walked out in that white suit, yo, the sickest man on earth. He was like,
with
I
the
didn't
W,
see it.
With the W,
it. With the walk,
with the
and the white suit.
I didn't see.
He was taking pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all gotta show me.
Like, yo, you gotta go to hell.
Yeah,
God don't like that.
Hey, yo, he made their fucking day, though.
But, bro, what? Hold on, but quick question. So, what side of the world do you live in?
Well,
you don't know. To where you don't know Tupac.
So imagine the nigga printing up the damn business card and shit.
Right.
Like, this wedding is lit. They
but
got Tupac, Tupac
like,
to come
there's
up.
Like white folk that don't believe Elvis dead. Like,
man.
Yo, like, first of all,
Elvis dead
this nigga
shit.
Will be
yeah,
on death
door
door
now.
Like,
I'm gonna lie though. I was just like, I just learned that he married his. She was like 16. Or
yeah, his cousin. His cousin like 15, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's white people shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't believe in pheromones. Like, they don't believe in racism.
But nah, that shit was super common
that's
back then.
White people.
Like, if you
white people ain't got no fear.
Talk enough
to black folks.
Yeah, till niggas show up.
But talk to some grandpas and grandmas. 14 and 20 year olds is not that uncommon. Like, that was the thing back
like
then.
A 14-year-old?
And
a
20-year-old. Like a
14-year-old? What the fuck? Like, I said exactly how I meant to say. Like,
that's a bit
grown men
though.
Dating,
that
like, high schoolers, that was... I mean, shit, it was a thing when we was in high school.
That's
but back then, you would marry the bitch.
Right now.
It was a, like,
cause
bam.
Because uncles and shit, with, and they great-granddads.
If you don't get your grown ass out
right,
of here
your
with this
old ass.
You picking this girl up from high school with this leather jacket, man, you take your ass somewhere.
You sitting out there.
Yeah, I imagine that's what all pedophiles drive.
This is true.
A Firebird.
Yeah.
Cherry red. Got the bird on the hood.
That is
get
no,
out the car cranking
eight. My mom was a having that.
Some parents be with it.
Be paying them off.
And then you like, kids be sneaky anyway. Everybody here done some shit their parents would have no idea.
Hey,
I wasn't
14 fucking with no adult.
I didn't say fucking adults.
Shit ain't happened until I became an adult. And by that time,
I mean, but you're thinking of purely fucking. I'm just talking in general.
I'm really fucking.
Like, think of all the shit non-fucking related you did that they be like, you did what?
I was pretty good. I bet I was good. I met straight A's all the way up until high school.
Hey, straight A's don't mean a goddamn thing.
She's gonna mean nothing now.
You can make straight A's.
I stayed in the house.
Be selling crack out the back of your mama's house.
I stayed in the house. I didn't talk to boys.
Hey, that's a variety though.
You got straight A's. Goddamn it, chemistry in school and the street.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm a very versatile man.
Niggas good in science and good with whooping work, my nigga. Shit.
Damn, because my mom was like, well, you were a fairly good kid. I'm like, yeah, okay.
I was a good kid.
Well, you hit it well.
Yeah, I did. That's what you think.
Yeah, I really didn't do shit.
Me either. Like, that ass. My friends couldn't talk me into shit.
How was life then?
I just started
with
smoking.
With no excitement.
It was boring.
It was.
I actually blame the reason why I interact now
school,
with people because
read a book,
I didn't do
go
shit
to bed.
I didn't get into much, but y'all heard enough stories to be like, I've got into some occasionally wild shit.
Occasionally wild shit.
Yeah, you always got some crazy ass stories.
I love
it. It just happens. Like, we broke into a neighbor's house before.
For chips.
Hold up, wait.
Hold on.
Hold on, wait. Lima, introduce the show. Introduce the show. And then get into it. We've been recording for a little second, so yeah. Introduce the show. Now you good, you good.
Another episode of the Overly Opinionated Podcast. It is your girl, Lima.
Alfredo Ream in the house.
Oh, shit.
Saucy
today.
What the fuck?
Yo, my man's to the center of me.
And it's Marte, Chad, you know what it is.
Do we have two special guests? Special guests, introduce yourselves.
It's just Mir.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Wayne.
All right.
It's Kia, Mommy Kia for those who nasty.
She got a crack pipe in here, guys. This is an intervention.
Don't do it like that.
Yeah, don't make you mom. See, he the only one that got my
crack,
back. And you about to hit this. And you about to hit this.
You about to hit this.
Crack is super heavy.
And you about to
I'll
hit this.
I'll excuse cocaine, but crack
now. Crack is
you
a,
are taking it too far.
You're taking it too far.
This ain't nothing but a little ice cream cake. That's straight gas.
Fam, I've been back watching Snowfall, and that shit with the whole crack epidemic is wild.
I've never seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
What is up with your life?
How you still sheltered and you an adult?
Still not doing nothing.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I can't even say I've seen a trailer, so I really don't even know about this show.
I know about it because I be watching Atlanta, but I don't know.
You slipping.
Yeah.
Snowfall probably one of the best shows on TV.
What really happens is
better than Power.
I don't like to see everybody talking about shit because then I don't want no parts.
That's me.
You like me, but God damn it, I like right. Snowfall.
You like go against the grain.
I just
want
I don't know if I want to get into it because I feel like because it's on TV, I'm good for now. Because it's on TV, I feel like they can't kill niggas the way I want to see niggas get killed.
Oh, nah, but they did. They do.
Oh, nah. Motherfuckers be getting ahead.
They get to it. They get to it.
What was it on before?
It's on FX.
Yeah.
It's on the first.
I mean, like, do they show the bloody ass head shit? Or, like, I'm sure they kill niggas.
They show blood. They show
blood. I mean, it's on FX.
Like, I like. Like,
this ain't no deal. HBO show.
This ain't BT Plus, nigga.
Yeah. I said, because, but then again, like, I'll give it to a fucking, what's that shit called? American Horror Story. That shit be getting away with
I've
some
fucking
shit.
I've never seen that.
I tried to watch one episode, but couldn't get into it.
It's, unless you into, like, crazy, freaky horror shit, it makes you question what the fuck you can get on
so
TV.
So what kind of, like, what movie do you compare it to?
Like, every season they do a different, like, thing, like, one, they was doing, like, a hotel, and one of the main monsters was a sex demon, and he would be raping people.
Oh, I'm like, hey.
And I saw, like, some white people shit.
And that was just shit I caught going over my aunt's to smoke.
And your aunt was watching that?
They love that shit. My grandma watched that shit.
Really?
Yeah. Really? My grandma loved
horror
movies. I
keep hearing
about
this show, but it is, like...
Every season just, is different.
Wasn't Lady Gaga on it one time?
Yeah, she was on that... On the hotel one, and I think a couple other ones.
But Angela Bassett stay on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
ain't it like the same
like
actors all the time, but it's just
different. Like, every season they do, like, a new thing.
Rihanna was on it 2 months.
Maybe. But I know, like, I don't watch it enough, but I know, I don't watch it enough to be like, who was all on it other than Precious and Angela Bassett.
Precious.
And what was Precious doing on there, man?
Gabby.
Like, they've been witches in a carnival. They was in a haunted hotel. They was in Virginia.
It was like a circus.
Just randomly Virginia.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be like Camp Crystal Lake and shit. Like, they just be doing all type of shit.
It was when so that, what's that one called? When that Roanoke
yeah.
Island or whatever it is.
What, Cuba Gooding Jr.? That crazy ass
I don't like being scared. I'm good. I don't like
horror. I love horror movies.
I hate horror movies.
I hate horror movies. Not for the fact that I've been scared. It's just that...
just bothers your spirit.
Not even bothers my spirit. It's like... I find the funny shit in the
and that's my thing. Movie. And people get mad at me like, "That's not funny."
Like, I used to go see horror movies in the theater and be in that motherfucker cracking up laughing. This fucking psychopath here.
The only horror movie that I thought was funny was Orphan. That movie's
fucking hilarious.
That movie is fucking hilarious.
I seen some of
it. Because I'd be goddamn if a little 4-foot ninja killing me. I've been in there pistol whipping that little bitch to the high half.
I'm not into that shit. Right in the fucking chin. Like the doors and the spirits and shit. Like, yeah, give me somebody like either give me like something like Saw or just some crazy.
You want fuck with Chucky?
Crazy nigga. I fuck with Chucky, but that's just
broke on it.
But hey. Like in general, I was like, I want to see some shit where it's like, yo, this 7-foot nigga in the woods got a machete. And these horny teenagers is going to get it.
Get what?
So Jason.
This like, sounds like a... Do you watch horror porn?
Nah. That's not my thing.
That was a good plot right there, though.
And that is a good plot. You just drop the machete and start going to town.
Oh, you thought you was getting this?
Say, I'm cutting you with a different blade, baby.
You're going to get this rod tonight. I'm going
to
cut you.
Y'all trying to go into production or not?
I got cameras.
All we need to do is find actors. We're good.
But now I saw really my shit though. It's like, bro, somebody really made these
there
traps.
Be a beach for that.
I never seen a single Saw.
You have
not one. And I get criticized for it.
They're not good, honestly. They're convoluted. But the traps be so crazy. Like they put a nigga in like a crucifix.
What?
And then, like, it just rotated slowly. And, like, the only way to save him was a nigga had to pull a key off this track where he'd get shot with a shotgun. And he had to do it because this nigga did a hit and run and killed his kid. And he was like, oh, I'm going to teach you forgiveness. So you got to save this nigga that killed your kid. And to do it, you got to get shot.
What?
Huh? It just be all time.
Well, I'm not saving him, man.
Yeah. I'm not forgiving nobody.
But that's a kid.
No, fuck him. It was my kid.
Yeah.
It just be all type of fucked up shit. It was like, yo, oh, Ring, you don't appreciate your life? All right, well, I'm going to make you appreciate it by torturing
you. Are we talking about Saul?
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's how all of them go. Like,
so there's some old dude tying motherfuckers up because he watched somebody get hit.
Saul was funny. Saul's not scary.
I'll say, like, nah, he got, at first he was telling people, but then he got, like, apprentices and shit. That dude was right now. So this nigga's been dead for like 2 hours.
Isn't it like a nigga on a unicycle or some shit?
Dirty gang.
That's Billy, but that's his mascot.
Oh, I don't know the niggas.
So this nigga's an evil villain with a mascot.
Hey, bro, everybody gotta get a mascot. You need a car.
Trying to teach lessons by killing niggas that kill niggas. Right?
So these movies are kind of like that movie Escape Room.
Escape Room was fire, though.
It was.
Escape Room was fire.
What?
Has the sequel come out yet?
Nah.
But Escape Room is newer though, right?
Yeah.
So that's the reason why I didn't see it because it looked like Saw.
Nah, Escape Room was like adult Willy Wonka with them kids that don't fucking listen, and you got to figure puzzles out and
like a bunch
but
of.
But you
got
to figure the puzzles out to get out the rooms of the Saw too.
Yeah.
Nah, but this is like you got to see this. This is totally different.
I might fuck around and watch that tonight.
This thing had a whole building.
Yeah.
And just was fucking them up.
But I didn't fuck with Hostel though. That was a little too much.
Hostel was my shit. I fuck with
like it's levels to it.
Yeah. I seen both of those in theater. I fuck with those.
But I
don't remember.
I did like fuck with the new Halloweens, the last that like
I'm getting sick of it.
Like, spirits and shit.
Like how old is this nigga Michael Myers, man?
He gotta be a good 80.
But he's still out here moving and grooving.
But that last one was real good. They got another one coming out of that. And I wanna see Scream 5 when that come out.
There's another Scream?
Yeah.
Sister still ain't dead. Brother still on trash.
I think I stopped
it's
at like
a new
two.
Three I didn't fuck with. I fucked with four though. Because I was like updated and
what
shit.
Is there to like, but what is there to do? Like
people just want to kill Nancy.
Hold on. So no, quick question. So how does this go when, so you got a murderer and he running around with a knife. And guns are like heavily
a machete
circulated now.
You gotta think about the people. Well, most of the time they be killing teenagers and then white teenagers.
I had a gun at
but we black.
White teenagers
of all people
have guns.
They be the niggas shooting schools up.
Yeah, but that be Timmy. These be like the jocks and shit that got shit to live for. Like
this nigga Jason got Tim's on chasing niggas in a dicky suit.
Hey, Hey, bro, that's a sturdy suit, bro.
That's fucking crazy.
That's a good ass advertisement for Jicky's.
I can't believe they done really stretched out 5 Scream movies.
That but at least with that one, it's always a new one. People just really don't like her. Like in the last one, it was her cousin. Like, cause she
so the, your cousin tried to
her dress cousin was with clout the... chasing because she saw how famous Sydney got from being a part of all those killings, and she wanted that fame. So Sydney had came to town, so she like, all right, I'm gonna set it up to make me look like the victim, and then I get to be famous.
This is 4.
That's 4.
So what was 3?
3 was her long lost stepbrother came back because he was sorry. Cause remember her mom is a whore. Yeah, he didn't fuck with that. He didn't. Her
Did
mom didn't fuck with him.
Catch these long backstories to this. You got shows.
That this is Scream. The
yes,
movie.
But I don't remember them being like this. Like I just remember the nigga running
maybe
around.
Maybe in 3 days.
I watched them all a couple years ago before I fucked with because that came out like maybe like 2012 something like that. But yeah, no, it was just one of those things where like her cousin was clouching. She's like, all right, I'm gonna steal your spot as the victim, the star victim. Like, damn, dog.
White people are weird. That's what it all boils down to.
Very, very,
you gotta make a horror movie with niggas.
That's
like
not like that
people.
Omarion shit, because that Omarion shit was.
Omarion was in a horror movie.
Him and Marcus
yes,
Houston.
Yes, that
was what
was
that
worst.
One called?
It was on BET. Yes.
What was that one?
It was called Yo!
It was no.
What was that movie called?
I'm looking
it up. It was something stupid.
You ever been so mad you got
Marcus
your time
Houston
wasted?
And Omarion started it. Started in a horror
Yo,
movie.
And they had to work. It was.
They had to get out of the contracts, man.
Somebody help me. There's a second
yes.
one.
Somebody help me. But
somebody
help me,
me,
please.
Like I said, yo.
Hey, I need help. That's number 2. I still need help.
Nobody help
number
me.
3 is like, damn.
Damn, you don't hear me calling you, nigga. Come
nobody
on.
Wanna go
I
help.
Swear to God, bro.
This is so fucked up.
Yo,
but the crazy thing is,
you know what killed me.
The only reason why it's selling is because BET keep fucking replaying and playing.
I just want to know.
I've never seen that movie.
Yeah, I hope they're not replaying that shit.
I haven't either, but I've heard enough.
I mean, Halloween around the corner. I'm pretty sure it'll be on a Saturday or Friday.
Like, who the hell is watching BET anyway?
On purpose.
Yeah, right. I'm about to say, thank God I don't have that channel.
Like, even if I did,
last time I watched it, like, seriously, was when they had the game. That was 2010.
Man, I can't even tell you the last time I watched BET. Because I got that little Pick 10 shit, and BET is the channel that I went to even.
So you didn't even
yeah, take up room. Nah, don't even give me that shit, dog.
I'm straight.
But BET not even owned by a black person, so take
I don't even care about that shit.
I don't have
they don't got no good content.
Yeah, nothing
they don't.
Good.
They have terrible fucking content.
Other than reruns. Some every once in a while they have some.
Martin
some,
is the
some
only
good
thing.
Reruns. And then
no, that, what's the No Limit Chronicles?
Oh, the Chronicle
that.
Series.
Yeah,
I need to watch
good.
That. I need to
Rough
watch
Riders
the DMS
Chronicle.
Yeah, yeah,
that was pretty
I'm
good.
I'm tired of Chronicles.
So
it just started, though.
It did? Like this
the Chronicle started? Series, didn't it just start?
Yeah.
I'm just talking
it's
about
like
the
last
like,
month.
Idea of it.
Yeah, niggas out run out with shit. Like, all right, bro. Do I have to hear every label story right now? Pan that shit out some,
I mean,
dog.
It's
like,
some pretty good stories.
I ain't saying they're not good stories, but it's like the superhero shit. Like, it got one dick and it's like, oh, we giving you every superhero in the world. Like,
yes,
nigga, please.
No, yeah,
nah,
no. Like
nah, bring them all out.
Hey,
you
gotta give niggas a sample of everything.
We don't know about them. Bring them all.
Yeah, we
can't like,
just
we,
tell
we
one
had a
story.
Point where me and Kareem gonna have a crew Chronicles. Like,
we bought 2-1, nigga.
Find,
wait.
Find out about our 1 year of friendship right now. Like,
10 strangers. We don't even talk to anymore.
Yeah.
Which is why, because it's true, though.
And then, like, well, who was it? Soldier Slim's sister was all upset,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Master
P. Master P's a bitch. Tell them niggas why you can't come to New Orleans.
But she said, they need to tell
hey, nigga, I'm rich. I don't give a fuck about not go. I can go to Barbados, though.
But it's
her last right. I can go to Bor Bor.
You a Jamaica bitch?
But she's smart, though, because she know the hood folk will be like, see, I always knew something wrong with that nigga P. Like, then she just put them all on blast. Like, tell them about all the people you killed, all the people you had whacked, all the houses you burned down. Like, yo,
like, yo,
bitch, these are crimes.
All right. Like, these are crimes I can still get in trouble for.
New Orleans,
not
yet.
Like,
yeah,
that's
a
crazy.
And then it's like, that's such a vague thing. Like, oh, am I really supposed to address this?
Like, I'm going to get on TV and say, yes, I had X, so-and-so.
Like,
I'm
even the house burned down. Like, because she said it like it was a plethora of houses.
Like, he was just running around committing arson.
He blew up the duplex.
Yeah. Like, that was his shit down.
Like, that was his like, that was oh, you fucking with me? Ain't no more houses.
He's just running around with Molotov cocktails in his fucking bottle. Just chucking them.
Every time a house burned down in the neighborhood, they know what that's
They go to looking for old person.
Smell Percy's fingers. It smell like gasoline.
Smell like gasoline and liquor.
Yo, that'd be crazy.
Yo, that's some nuts.
Sweep his car for soot. Hey, people, wow.
Yo, people are
no way.
Tell
them all them houses you burned down.
Like, yo, damn,
what the fuck are you talking about?
Like, you gotta just say this like that ass.
But the best part,
you gotta just send an email like this, what you want to do
from a whole different name.
Well, like, she said it so
like goddamn it, I don't burn houses down.
Nah, nigga, okay. I killed some people. you want your house to be next? Give me your address.
I know where you stay, bitch.
Yeah, right. Like, I just said, you
make my mama talk cocktails with fine liquor now. Right. Make the house burn quicker.
He gonna be outside the crib with the two bottles of his hand.
Two bottles like of 1942.
1942. But you thought it was a game. Now what? Look at you. Stupid.
Got your ass, bitch.
So now she's just so loud because when Master P had did his little video thing after whatever happened, I really felt his side of the story too. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's wild. Did y'all know Corey. He's going to different churches and like holding like concert type shit?
Who
like,
was?
Master P.
You a nasty ass church.
Wait, you let Master P in sing and make him say
Make him say on the church? Make him say for like, Jesus?
They was going on any tours. They came to Columbus. They came to a church here.
What church they went to?
I forgot. It was like come last to year. No church. Yes, because somebody sent me the flyer.
They was eating somebody at church.
Jeez. Yes. No. Somebody at the church made catfish from these niggas.
Romeo and like these like nah. People go on these church tours and shit.
And dude, oh, so they was they, going to the church to speak, not perform.
No. But it's their shit. So the only reason why I say on some concert site shit because I think Master P exploits black people.
Yo. So you got Silk the Shocker in there saying, "Oh, it ain't my fault."
And the black choir,
it ain't my fault.
He only utilizes people.
It ain't my fault.
Okay, so what? All right, so you just talking about like black exploitation before. What level can you use people that's not exploitation to you? Because I mean, he made a millionaire. If they don't fuck up their money, what more do you
true, get? But I'm talking about. I think just I think Master P goes around like pandering.
Oh, he definitely pander.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but who doesn't pander?
But I think it's hard, like on some like Hillary Clinton type shit. Like he goes around.
But
like,
okay, so what black figure doesn't pander to black people?
Jay-Z.
He does.
He does, but not as.
I love her, but he does.
Not as pushy. Like,
Not as pushy. It's more like led by example.
Hold on. Let me tell you how Jay-Z panders, right? Okay. So, I love Hov to death, favorite rapper of all time. But now that the black, like, circulating a black dollar is the way, that's what he talks about. For every designer brand you support, you should support two FUBU. Jay-Z ain't never seen Jay-Z in FUBU. He made a whole song about what? Tom Ford.
Yeah.
He ain't made no FUBU song.
But he made that Tom Ford song before.
For that, I'll give him the opportunity for growth.
So, so that's even worse.
So there was no black excellence in 96, 97. 98.
For that, you gotta give a nigga
it wasn't from grow. Jay-Z. But that Master was P. stabbing niggas back then.
He Jay-Z was telling the nigga Nas he trying to kick knowledge.
He did get on that nigga for being spiritual.
He didn't just mess up for being smart.
But because he was also trying to do like Uchi Walla Walla and shit like that. You can't be both, nigga. Pick a lane.
He said nigga wear Koofy, it don't mean that he bright. It's because you don't understand him. It don't mean that he nice. It's me, you don't understand all the bullshit that he write.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
even though I like Nas.
But now,
he just stood out, but yeah, he got
now he y'all saying support all the food.
I say that's grump, but when Master P just gets annoying, yes. You don't feel like you're getting a quality product. Like the Uncle P pancakes, it's like, yo, they black pancakes. But I'm like, okay, I need a little bit more than they black pancakes,
though. I mean, but what's wrong with, hey.
Oh, nothing wrong with doing
it. Nah, but look, okay, you've been buying Uncle Ben's rice. You've been buying Aunt Jemima. Why not hit Uncle P with some bread?
I'm from a Bisquick household. Aunt Jemima.
Let Uncle P get some wild rice in your life.
Anybody can buy Uncle P's. I'm just saying, sell me when it tastes good. Don't be like, I'm black.
Yes.
Nah,
yes.
Damn it, I'm black. Buy my black rice.
No.
If he was at like bar level, I'd be spilling. But not when you're like a mogul already. Like, all right, bro, be like, yo, this is the best ass fucking pancake you're going to eat in your fat ass life. Not like, yo, it's a black pancake. Like, no.
Buy.
I don't care.
Yeah, hey, just buy.
It's a black pancake. Now it's no longer support a player.
Now that's no longer related. Like, bro,
because my thing is, he's not even trying to offer black people a better brand at whatever he got. He's offering the same quality. You can look at the box. This shit look like it's cereal. Masterpiece face underneath that bitch. Like,
you've been eating Fruityos your whole life.
Nah.
Here's why she's
no
right, though.
To the marketing.
This nigga, when he introduced his menu, was like, I mean, yeah, they're high in sodium, but the other noodles high in sodium, too. Like, dog.
Okay, dude. They high in sodium. But it's black sodium. Come on, I'm with P. I hear him.
No, fuck that.
I hear the crowd.
I just find it hilarious. Like, bro, like, just
also,
say some
organic noodle, or tell me these ain't even ramen. It's lo mein that you found a way to motherfucking do that shit.
I just rather you tell me your shit tastes good.
Hey, but you don't require that from the other
folks.
But in
a way,
though.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You've been
eating
packing cup of noodles your whole life, and you ain't say, Mr. White Man.
He's
up on the soda.
Up on the salt.
But now you get the P got his noodles and his.
I don't fuck with no brand of it, but I want more from black people. Why can't I just require more from black people than I do white people?
Now that's not
they
fair.
Ain't shit.
Come now on, this is man. When I go back.
You eat Fruit Loops. You ain't never told the Fruit Loop man to take a few grains of sugar out the Fruit Loop for a little bit, but you want Uncle P's Fruityos to be.
We already know that he don't give a fuck about me. You know
he don't give a fuck about you either.
He clearly don't fuck about his people.
Nobody gives a fuck about you. It's just the times of fake giving
the
fuck.
Fake give me the comfort. Make you feel like you gotta at least put the effort in. You're not even putting the effort.
Nah,
I'd
rather
saying,
you
hey,
frown while you stab at me than smile.
For me,
I'm
not cool.
I'm a very simple man. I want my food to be sold on, yo, this tastes good. Don't tell me how it tastes better than this other shitty thing. Like, yo, like, well, maybe it's better than McDonald's. Like, that's not a high bar, bro. Just tell me your shit tastes good. I'm not going to hold them to higher standards than white people. Like,
yes,
I'm fine with them having salty noodles. Like, I get it. They noodles. They're going to be salty as fuck. But maybe don't advertise, like, yo, it's some salty as fuck ass noodles. Like, dog, that's fucking...
We all know that this is bad.
Like, imagine being like, yo, yeah, I got these high sodium chips you should eat. Like,
y'all pick and choose when y'all want to criticize, but y'all never criticize the white folk. Like, it was people out here starting t-shirt businesses.
That is her favorite thing to do.
There's people out here starting t-shirt businesses. Oh, well, I'll buy a t-shirt. Just don't let it be $40. But you'll go buy a $40 Nike shirt all day long now.
Exactly.
Talk to these niggas.
Well, I don't support that at all. I'm with you on that. But Master P got a lot of money. You don't got to do this. You can put the time and effort into it. Like Marte made a point earlier.
I mean,
you just put the time
true.
And effort. You're not even trying to put the effort in it. So fuck you and your black pancakes and your black rice and your black cup of noodles. And all the rest of that shit, fuck you if you're saying,
rap snacks
you're also saying fuck
yeah, I'm about
me.
To say, he cut the food with the rap snacks.
I still ain't tried to
you came
rap
those
snacks
Migos
yet.
With a little dab of ranch were disgusting.
The little boozy joint.
The little boozy
nigga looked like Ray Charles on the cover, but that's not the topic.
Yeah, I thought that was Jamie Foxx for a hot second.
Niggas like
them joints hit. He got a few He had a
bad one. I'm with the dabble, the sour cream and dabble ranch. I like the Cardi B barbecue and cheddar.
The Cardi B
was a couple of them way back when I was young. That
the original one?
Yeah. He had a couple of them.
The only reason why I would even fuck with
that's crazy. That nigga had two runs of chips. Like, all right, we brought the chips back, nigga. Like,
yeah. You retro some chips.
I understood, though. There was still some nostalgia to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I remember these when I was little. Up, even though those Meekle ones were disgusting, but
you would go.
I just some nostalgia.
You
to
go
it.
Eat
it's
them
more
motherfucking
for me.
Yeah. 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 Philly cheese steak lays and not go and say
you
shit.
Eat the damn
Grippos
from a white man with letting it.
That shit either though, so I feel like I could talk.
You
my
don't
shit.
Fuck with Grippos?
I fuck with Grippos.
Oh, okay.
Philly
I don't
cheese
know.
Steak lays.
Yeah, Lay's just be doing anything
Lay's
with flavor.
Doing shit.
They had that one contest for.
And then they just start tripping out. They got the tire rubber Lay's.
Well,
they
still going through that original list, like, tire flavor. Oh,
yeah. The tire flavor Lay's right here. This the one. Because they got four out. I tried all four of them, and only one was good.
And that was with the one with ketchup or some shit?
Nah, it was one. I think it was the pizza joint that they
got. Yeah, like, they
got
a, and it's a fancy-ass piece of that. It's like, yo, margarita specialty
See,
pizza.
See, but
like,
they put some thought to that shit. They didn't just say pizza. They need
to
supply
you.
Well, that's because they already had a pizza chip, so they had to up the regular.
Yeah, they had to up their handy for the pizza.
It's like barbecue versus Southern heat barbecue.
Oh, so should I
barbecue.
Wait for pizza? Should I wait for Uncle P's second
running noodles? I mean, the first, second running noodles?
I mean, I ain't seen them. Soon as I see the noodles, I don't eat the noodles, but I definitely get the red beans and rice and all that. Hey, I'm all for it.
You don't get your red beans and rice out of no fucking box.
Hey, sometimes. Where you supposed to get them from?
You supposed to get them from your mama, or you supposed to make them?
Nah, but I'm saying, where did rice come from?
You get jasmine rice, not
out
home.
The bag.
Don't
real nigga.
I say,
real nigga.
I mean, bag
and wash your rice.
Yes.
Wash your rice, you nasty nigga.
Box okay. Rice do sound crazy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
I mean, bag rice, box rice.
Bag rice sound crazy.
Packaging matter. Like, would you buy shoes if they came in a sack? Like,
maybe.
Like, it would be wild
as
fuck.
Depends
like,
on what shoe it is.
That's what I say. It depends on what we're talking about.
If fucking Kanye did that shit right now, everybody gonna go get some bitches.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Yes. Buy him out of a sack. He already sells plain shit. That would
and
be,
I'm not buying
that
it.
That would be one
brand. I had my
I'm
phase.
I'm not even talking about a cool sack. I'm talking like a regular ass sack.
So I had my phase of buying Kanye sneakers. I sold them all.
Yep, so did I.
I don't fuck
I
with.
Like
I'm fuck with Kanye like
brand.
That.
I put one or two, but I'm like,
yo,
these
sellers. Get them bitches.
For Kanye, yeah.
Damn. I didn't. I mean, I got my profit.
Motherfuckers be getting online.
I find it hilarious.
I bought these shoes twice. I bought these shoes once and sold them.
First of all, in any game, in any world, it is supply and demand. You
it
have
is.
To
oh,
pay
wrong with
to
it.
Play.
Talk
so
to these niggas.
Either, you know what I'm saying? What's the shit? Commerce, nigga.
It is.
But baby boy, commerce,
niggas
nigga.
Niggas be so upset, it's bro. Awesome. It's so unfair, bro. They didn't even wear shoes. Like,
you a buyer
first,
or you a seller? Hey, get you a buy.
You a complainer or a copper, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not going. Either you gonna spend $1,000 it takes to get your shoe.
Yo, you're complaining or a copper, bro?
Yep, right. You're complaining or cop?
Some people, but every reseller out there ain't out there just busting motherfuckers over the head. There's some resellers that actually show love.
Cause like there's niggas right now selling the PS5 pre-orders for $1,000.
Yo, that's so
Kiss my ass.
Somebody buying them though.
Yeah.
There is.
Yes.
So of course somebody gonna buy because you know somebody want their PlayStation right then and there.
You might as well, nigga. The holiday right here, you go and get it regardless.
You said that they sell them for $1,000.
Like 50.
Yeah, but the other pre-order sold out for right now.
I got one.
Oh,
well, I pre-ordered.
No,
I pre-ordered.
He's about to make a couple. Yeah.
I'll make a post in a hot second. Then I'll get me two of them.
Thank you, stupid.
Because I mean, I'm pretty sure they're gonna be everywhere.
That's the only thing it's not good for.
They're gonna be everywhere. I'm pretty sure they have restocked in the past couple days.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not tripping. I'll wait.
I mean, I just got lucky. I got through, so I wasn't about to be like, fuck this. I
you got that good
wrong,
internet.
That shit.
You I was on my phone.
Were you?
Yes.
Yeah, you got the
but
military.
I follow a Twitter that tweets out everything. So mm-hmm. I was like, yep. As soon as it came to my phone, I bought the digital one and rocked out.
Are you going digital?
Yeah, I don't do the disc. I don't mess with
the
disc.
You too fancy millionaire mirror
no,
shit?
No, I don't do the disc. Like,
because you're not going to no store.
You can
store.
Game share. I ain't giving GameStop my money no more.
I don't even know. I would stop selling my games. I just started going digital. Like,
well, I mean, when you game, get it, though.
They do?
Yeah, you could. I don't want to give away.
I mean, I know you can roll with a different
tell about tell her tell you about it offline.
We'll go ahead and censor these last 30 seconds.
They might stop it, cut us off. And we gonna be hurt.
I'll censor that reminder at a point.
Because, you know, not having to buy every game by yourself is beautiful.
It's a blessing.
You'll be like, hey, bro, you got this. You know what I'm saying? You get Madden. I get 2K.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If I'm thinking about how you're talking, I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay, then I'm going to have to ask questions offline because I want to know, because I'm buying my daughter a PS4 because I'm not buying a PS5. And I don't know which one you're supposed to get.
What you mean?
Don't they have one that don't got this too?
That's PS5. That's
so is PS5. That an Xbox thing?
No.
Okay, so the Xbox do got one. Xbox One does have a version that doesn't have a hard disk drive.
I don't got to worry about it.
But that's not the one you're talking about. I'd say personally, sorry I don't switch, but...
Your daughter loves a Switch.
She wants to play Injustice. She don't.
Better check and see if it's on the Switch. My kids love it.
Really? I still need a Switch. I'll probably get one before I take another trip. I've been wanting one.
I want to mount a TV on the wall, but I don't really know where I'm going to put it.
I got a PS4 because of that dumbass
thing right there. So,
I mean, you can mount it low.
Down? Yeah, underneath it.
Mount it, yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. But then somebody was mount like.
High.
But I would do high.
Some, that's what somebody said. He said, you should just put it up.
Or get a bigger TV and then it'd be super.
Yeah,
high.
I'm not mounting this one. I'll buy the new one.
Oh, yeah. Well, then what's the issue? Yeah, get a big ass TV and mount it.
But, I forgot what my point was. I think you should go to aesthetics and shit.
I think something with the way that y'all look at the TV when she's playing the game or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn, I still kind of missed it. But I forgot what my general point is. I've been smoking.
Send your Nintendo Switches to the podcast. DM for the address. If you want to donate a PS5.
If you get her system, I suggest an Xbox One and get the Game Pass Ultimate. Because she has a whole bunch of free games and you ain't got to worry about buying shit.
I mean, she and really just, she wants Injustice and Mortal Kombat.
That's they got Injustice on it and Mortal Kombat.
So I'm just like, I'm not buying a PS5 for a 5-year-old, even though she keeps asking me for one because she thinks the PS5 needs
to turn
the
age. It's a good investment because
I mean, you might as well get a next generation system and not that much.
Niggas going peer pressure you
into the prices for the old ones are
like,
going
to
be.
Peer pressure me into upgrading her iPhone like she's not a 5, bro.
I mean,
but I would say get the PS5 because eventually they're going to stop using the. Doing stuff for the PS4 in like 2 years anyway, and then you might have to get another. The PS5 is going to run for at least another 7 years.
Yeah, 6-7 years.
Because, I mean, the PS4 came out in 2013, and they just now putting out the new system. So you're going to get about at least 6 years out of it.
I would get one.
Unless this is just flopping. They got to make a
PS4 is only $3.99. I mean, PS5 only $3.99.
Right.
The new Xbox, the lower one, is only $2.99.
Charge, you can use your feminine charm and get it for free.
What do I do? Put my titties online?
I mean,
start pushing this online. Get to a couple bucks.
Right.
Yeah, limited edition.
You should definitely do it OnlyFans.
Get you an OnlyFans.
Do you know how much
you
get? I
told you to do your feet, fam.
Yep, feet and freestyles, bro.
Show your feet and wrap niggas and wiggle your toes.
If I subscribe to your OnlyFans and you on there with feet pictures and freestyles,
yo, imagine.
I'm gonna murder you.
She took her toe like, yeah, so I'm telling these niggas.
Check out the flow.
Like, yeah. She started doing a lot of your wiggle her toes.
Like, hey, I'm on my way. Like, just don't be there when I get there.
Cash
app. Because you're dead.
Right now. Fuck
now. I'm going to kill you over this $7.99.
Yo, that'd be your fault, though. That you log on and went to see that little freaky ass thing.
I haven't seen OnlyFans yet where I'm like, I got to
have been on there? I want to go.
But yo,
I mean,
I said bitches with
me.
It's chicks on, like, IG that just be, I'm like, damn, she's cute, but. $7.99 a month.
You're not $5.99 cute either. Because Netflix is $12.
That's
you
a
ain't
subscription, though. Like, that's a dedication to
something. Yeah, and you got to pay for extra shit.
Do you?
I just wait for the leaks.
So I was on my side of choice, and I found a bitch they said was on there actually cooking meat.
She's just, like, cooking naked?
Oh, shit.
Like, she got her own clothes at that. So imagine,
nigga. Hold on. Does the food look good?
Nah, it might be worth it.
How much was it? How much was it? On
there. I was on my free site. I was on my shit Spank.
My free site.
Spank. Is this a porn site?
It's like X videos, but it's like.
Or like Pornhub.
Yeah, one of those.
You said, but it's cheap?
You pay for it?
No, it's free.
Like some it's people, like a cheaper, some people will like, take you know the subscription and rip it off of it.
Spank Bank is the knockoff of those. It's like
yikes! So you like dirty porn?
No, they just take the videos from both sites and put it on there.
Yeah, this don't get checked and shit.
Yeah,
it don't get checked.
It's like Gamecast
ripped files.
Shit get took off there all the time because porn stars do not like you stealing their shit regularly. They get offended by that.
Oh, so you're looking for the videos that were taken off the bigger sites.
I mean, they just put the same shit up there, but since it's a smaller website, it don't get checked as much.
They ain't about to be like...
It's not getting pulled. Basically, it's the shit you're watching, but it'll stay there longer because they're not getting checked.
You know, that's some very, very dedicated porn research. How the fuck?
Hey, man, you gotta get it how you
I was looking for a specific video one day, and it was in. It's like, oh, this is my site.
You fall into that hole, that rabbit hole.
I've never stumbled upon porn sites on the web.
You ain't never searched.
So wait, where do you watch it on Facebook, nigga?
But like here from Twitter? Word of mouth,
right?
Word of mouth sites. Word of mouth. I've never actually like been searching.
You've never searched yourself,
like porn sites, Google.
Porn, let search. Me see what's
so new. Niggas are sending you links, and you never just look for on your own.
Not like search. I mean, I have enough. I know of enough porn sites where I don't have to search for other ones. Boy, like, how did you find that?
The cheat code was when you used to be in the forum rooms. And they had the Bang Bros, like, free passes and hacks and all of that stuff. That was the time to be alive. It's the time to be alive.
But did you hear from other people, because
you be in them forums where, like, you know, when albums used to leak all of the time, you get that leak, you get you a little bit of porn, you know what I'm saying? Video games used to leak on there.
That's why the internet. So dangerous.
Hey, the internet's not even dangerous.
It was just giving out free information.
Yeah, like you pass it along. What's passing the info to your brethren.
Exactly. So it's
and the shit be having movies on it too. Like I watched Black Panther on there. The Joker.
That's sick. That's sick.
Hey,
Thor Ragnarok.
Nigga was about to beat his meat and I'm watching.
Nah, hold on.
Watching Joker like what?
You watching?
I thought this was a parody.
Black Panther and then like on top of the header, it's like a new brain. Bro, see,
should get her back blown out while the niggas is fighting.
Hey, daddy,
yeah,
something going
but
on.
The best part about it, they stay with because you know how ridiculous porn titles be like Black Guy African King, like yo, what 3 hours? Oh shit, this is Black Panther.
You get to kill movies.
You get to watching this shit like the cinematography is great. Hold on,
all of this.
Niggas are real sending these.
I was like, man, that was a good ass round of applause. That was a good ass.
Hey, I went through a phase where I loved cinema.
Now we talking about there be literal movies like in the theaters, not like a
nigga
porn
watch
movie.
Joker on there.
Right, like that's sick.
Right. You get to sit down and watch this shit. Like, all right, so when the fucking going on? Like,
I think I seen the previews, right?
Because they had to leave the restaurant, but I never got around to watching it. Just wasn't in the mood. Like, I'm actually trying to watch.
But that's wild as fuck. That would probably turn me off from the porn site. Like,
yeah, I mean, but it'd be on the main page though. Like, you know, they got
some distractions.
Some distractions. I'm not even horny no more.
Exactly.
I'm
like,
damn.
Well, you went from horny to being intrigued about this new movie that
now you know about the damn crisis with the lizards and shit. Cause
now when you fall asleep watching that bitch, you wake up in the morning and you with your mom or some shit, and you gotta open up your phone to search for some.
Damn.
Man,
look, you gotta learn to use the private browser.
Yeah, they can use private.
Yes, use the private, but you never like.
Y'all use private browser?
We have a new one in the future.
I mean, if I pass somebody in my phone and they get to putting pee in, I don't want it to be Pornhub first thing that comes.
Hey, I want you to see no problem.
You filthy.
I have no shame.
You just Google pussy.
Yeah. If you on my phone searching shit, you on my phone.
She just watched the real version.
Private browser. I don't want nobody to think, oh, this nigga just reckless out here.
He just nasty.
But do y'all really watch the acting?
I used to.
Sometimes the acting be nice.
I used to be in there like.
Maybe that was some good plus. Like, damn, I
it
wonder.
It just depends.
I wonder if she will get that same
there
face.
Is one good porn movie It's called ethnicity. It's like a power of porn.
A power of porn? Ethnicity, you said?
What?
Like,
hey.
Like, not dead ass. It's just like, yo, like.
Check that out.
It's pretty.
It's a documentary?
No, it's like a hood. It would be. It's a hood movie, but with actual fucking in it. It's just hilarious.
Nah.
Ethnicity.
Did you talk about spank bank?
Yeah, you ain't doing
nothing
better.
Ethnicity.
Porn movie. Yeah, go ahead and check that out.
Orgy?
No, porn movie. Because, you know, regular ethnicity will pop up.
Who would it be, Judy?
That's wild as fuck. I don't think I've ever been that intrigued. I don't even like long porn. It's like, damn. I need it to be like under 10 minutes.
Under 10 minutes?
Under 10 minutes for me to watch.
You weird. I need a couple different positions to beat to.
No, listen.
Leave them on the bed when they just start cracking
I don't mind getting straight to the point.
Y'all in such a rush. Damn.
I don't got time to watch. I dropped something. Pick it up for me.
Now I feel you on that, but I need to.
I need to see her.
Come on here, smack me. Come on, so you can say like two things to make me feel like I understand what you're talking about, and then I don't want to see anything else after that.
But I ain't gonna lie, lesbian porn hit harder than any porn ever. Lesbian porn hit harder. Lesbian porn is the best. But wait, ethnicity what?
Ethnicity porn movie.
That's not what.
That's what I put in there.
Just put some X's after it.
Right. Now you said
this nigga's on the dark web. He was like on a fucking Canadian domain or some shit.
He got a domain in Brazil. His IP in Brazil.
Watch the full movie. We about to watch the full movie, y'all.
You about to watch the
right,
full
right, you about
movie.
To watch this shit.
So it's actually a movie about some shit and also has fun.
It's a hood movie. That's the best way I can.
But not all hood movies do that shit,
don't
though.
Don't play it right now, though, because copyright infringement and shit won't get our shit taken down.
I don't think they can copyright.
They probably can.
Right.
You never know.
And these will be the check them niggas was waiting for.
Right.
Fuck that.
They gonna have to talk to Spotify.
Hey, James, we got one.
Right.
Knew it was coming.
In Columbus? All right, cool. Knew them hits were gonna come in.
Nah, fuck that. You can watch that shit right after we stop. Right after we stop. Yo, what's the time check on this show, though?
I don't even know.
Whoa. Oh.
Nice scenes. I don't see no ethnic people.
Oh, man, I've seen that movie.
Wow.
Wicked.
I've seen scenes from that. That's a pretty cold flick right there.
Yeah, that's some good camera shots, HD.
Wow. Not that I've seen that movie.
I don't know what the time is, but I think we're going for sufficient. What you guys think?
I mean, we over here talking about porn movies.
Right.
After talking about Master P, Brandon Down.
Horror movies.
I mean, sometimes that's
this
how
episode
shit
had no direction.
Yeah, it was no direction to this episode.
White rice porn.
Sometimes life is better that way.
Right.
This was definitely a freestyle episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Wash your hands if you're doing that shit. And switch your browser if you're going to show me something on your phone.
Please, please delete your history. And clear your history before you pass your phone.
You are a grown-ass
just
person.
Use your private browser.
I agree with
yo.
You. You are grown as hell, boo. No. You have fun. If you are, in life.
If you are over 18, keep your porn on your phone proudly.
Please do.
Be an adult about it.
I don't want to ask you something, and I don't want to know what
well,
you
don't ask for my phone.
Because some motherfuckers like midgets and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people.
Midgets can't get fucked.
Let's wrap the show up and then have that conversation.
Because I feel attacked right now.
It's been another episode of Overly Opinionated Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at the Oop Crew. Make sure you rate, subscribe, tell your friends to tell your friends, and we'll see you next week.
Don't listen
to
me.
They actually do midget on midget one, though.
Wow.